Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi here with Michele Franco for the film Sundown. Good morning.
Morning.
Your film has a special spark, personal spark in it, because you were, it takes place in Acapulco and you have a personal connection with Acapulco, is it?
Acapulco is the place where I visited more times in my life. As a kid, I would go there, and a teenager, and through my 20s, seven times a year or so. And I would stay for New Year's the full month. And I loved it there, and it was a very safe place. As a kid, I was able to be free, go out in the morning to the beach and be back at night. And now that would be impossible to do for a kid or for a grown-up. It could be tricky. The place really changed, but I still love it. So it hurts in a way, and I always wanted to shoot a movie there, and the experience was fantastic.
The film is about this family is collapsing after a death, but it's not just that. There are many layers of drama and of personal dramas that intertwine between, I mean, in the narrative arc of the film. You've always been interested in looking for a single person in a moment of difficulty, how they react. How did you build up this specific scenario for this film?
Well, it came out of a feeling, a strong feeling I had during a personal crisis. The first time in my life that I was severely depressed and not knowing how to get out of it, I wrote a movie. This was before shooting New Order. So it was an impulse to write this script. And I think the character contains a lot of that uncertainty and the big questions that I was asking myself. He's faced to them. He's replying to them. He's making one decision and then standing by it and drifting through different places in Acapulco by that single decision that he made, which is not going back to his mother's funeral.
And the thing that's really interesting to watch is that Tim Roth's character is going through this crisis, as you say. He chose to do one single action, which is not going back. And the world around him, it doesn't concern him that much. He falls in love. He sees a shooting. He watches a shooting. He's never into that. It's like a passenger. Or is it right? It's just my feeling that he's there.
Wait, but by saying that, it's impossible not to think of the film by that name. Mm. And yeah, he's some sort of passenger. He's drifting. He's trying to protect the people he loves, his beloved ones. But he ends up harming them, and that fascinates me too. But he's making a choice, and everyone should be entitled to make this choice. But I think then this brings it to. Thanks for saying it has many layers, but we can tackle the movie from many perspectives. And one definitely is, who is free? Who knows freedom? Nobody's really free. I'm free when I'm alone and I think of something I want to think. Yeah, but nobody's free, and Neil certainly proves this.
Your film, compared to New Order, is more intimate. It's smaller in terms of number of actors, number of scenes. I mean, it looks simpler. Was it simpler?
Harder to shoot in many ways. New Order was very well planned. For years, I worked on the script, and for years we figured out how to make it look big without a huge budget and the visual effects and the thousands of extras and all that. So by the time we got to set, we knew exactly what we needed to do. It was challenging, but we knew. The case of this movie is quite different because we didn't know what we were getting ourselves to. And that's the atmosphere I wanted to plan. I figured I it's my seventh movie. I need to afford to be lost on set. And to let the character, the actor, all the actors have that freedom. So it was super hard, and finally it was very hard to shoot in the beach because we didn't close it down.
Oh, so it was actual real people there.
It's real people. We shot in chronological order, and there were a few extras near to the camera, but what you're seeing there is the real atmosphere you get in Acapulco.
One last question about your relationship with Tim Roth, because he's your actor, and this is his film. You confide your film to him.
Yeah, we've been friends for 10 years. We want to make many movies together, and I like seeing what he does with the character, so I didn't direct him very much in this case, which is also hard for him because he takes all the responsibility. Again, it's not the normal way of working, but since we shot chronologically and we build it together, when we reshoot and go back and forth, we can only do that because I'm also producing, so, you know, otherwise they would kill you.
Okay, so thanks a lot. Thank you, Michel Franco, for having been with us for the film Sound Out at the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.